I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're cooking up tacos al pastor.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 28 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're going to be cooking one of my favorite meals, tacos al pastor on our Kamado Joe.
You can easily adapt this recipe to whatever grill you have, but the best results will happen when you use a rotisserie to mimic how the al pastor is traditionally cooked.
Before we get into the recipe, I want to talk a little bit about how tacos al pastor came to be, because it is a food fusion unlike anything we've ever covered on the podcast.
In fact, this food fusion happened naturally due to the immigration and melding of the cuisines of two different cultures.
Lebanese people began immigrating to the U.S. in 1854, with a large amount of new immigrants, over 100,000 of them, coming in the years between the late 1800s and 1920. These Lebanese people have varying religious and cultural backgrounds, some being Orthodox Christian, some Catholic, and some either Sunni or Shia Muslims.
Each of these different groups brought their different cultures to their new homes. And the first thing most people notice when being faced with a different culture for the first time is the cuisine. Arabic and Mediterranean cuisines are obviously different from the ones we're used to, due to how these empires progressed and the ingredients available to them. But magical things happen when the cooking techniques and ingredients of an immigrant population mix with those of the people around them.
You see, the U.S. wasn't the only place that welcomed Lebanese immigrants. Our neighbors to the south in Mexico also welcomed nearly 100,000 Arabic speakers in the early 1900s, with a large portion of them being Lebanese. This is where what some may see as clashing cultures create something new. That something new was tacos al pastor.
Shawarma is a popular Lebanese dish that consists of meat, sometimes lamb, beef, or even chicken, being cooked on a vertical spit and then shaved down to be served in a wrap or as a sandwich topped with classic Mediterranean flavorings like tahini, tomato, or cucumber. This cooking style is central to al pastor, but the ingredient list shifted dramatically when these immigrants landed in Mexico.
Tacos al pastor uses pineapple, a fruit that was brought north into Mexico from trade with South America, achiote paste, chipotles, and other common Mexican ingredients, and mixes them with sliced pork that is loaded onto a vertical spit to cook just like shawarma. The resulting flavors and textures are nothing like traditional Lebanese food, but the dish would not have been possible without immigrants taking what was available to them and adapting to it. Now is the perfect time to get into our recipe, so let's cut out to Chef Tom in the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen and get started.
All right, I'm here in our kitchen. I'm getting ready to assemble the marinade for our al pastor tacos. What I have here is a pork butt that I just bought at the grocery store, and I've sliced about half an inch thick, as much of it as I can, trying to keep the pieces about the same size, because we're actually going to put these onto a skewer here in a little bit, or actually onto a spit rod so that we can spit roast this on the grill today. But starting out, what we're going to do is mix together this marinade, which is based on this achiote paste. This achiote paste you can pick up at any your local Mexican markets. It's made up of, you know, a number of ingredients, but based on the annatto seeds, which come from the achiote tree. And it's this paste that's got this beautiful red color and really fantastic aromas. So I'm going to put some of that here into my bowl. I'm going to add to that a can of chipotles in adobo sauce. Again, another thing you could make from scratch, but it makes it really easy to just go grab this at your local market. And this is something you can pick up at your big box stores as well. So I'm just breaking these peppers up a bit, kind of break them down into fine pieces. We've got all this great adobo sauce in here too. And I want to add to that some orange juice. This is going to give us a little bit of sweetness and a little bit of acid as well. So I'm just going to fresh squeeze these oranges. I'm not going to use that stuff from the bottle. Nothing from concentrate. We're going to get really fresh orange juice in here. And one good size orange is going to be enough for us. And the next flavoring element that we're going to add is some apple cider vinegar. And this is going to give us a little bit of bite. And it's also going to help open up some of the pores in that meat, so it can really take on this marinade. All right, so a little bit of apple cider vinegar, about the same amount orange juice and apple cider vinegar. And the last thing is, you can put some olive oil in here. All right, I'm gonna mix this up really good, and then in a big flat pan, I'm gonna put my sliced pork in there, combine it with the marinade, rub it all over that pork, make sure that it's getting all over all those surfaces, and then I'm gonna throw this into the refrigerator for at least an hour to sit and take on those flavors. Well, I'm getting ready to pull this pork out of the marinade. Before I do that, what I'm going to do is trim up a pineapple, because we're actually going to use a little pineapple in this recipe today. So I'm going to take the top off, take the bottom off, and we can stand it upright. And it's got this whole pineapple here. I'm just going to slice down the sides to get rid of that prickly skin. We don't want any of those little prickly bits in there, because that's not nice to try and swallow. So just this outside edge, taking this off. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to cut this into nice thick slices, just four of them. Four slices, even sizes. Now the top and bottom, I'm going to leave whole with the core on there. Now that's going to be the caps on each end of the spit as this is roasting. And then these two middle slices, I'm just going to cut around the core and dice these up. And this will be served in the tortilla with the al pastor when we're ready to eat. Now I'm ready to thread together our pork and our pineapple onto the spit rod. And I'm going to start with one of those ends of the pineapple that I kept the core on. This is going to slide right down the spit, down the center, and we'll hold it in place with these prongs at the bottom. And then I'm going to pull these slices out of the marinade and lay them out in a tray here where I can hit them with just a little bit of seasoning. You don't need to do anything too fancy with the seasoning. Obviously, it's taken on a lot of the flavors from the marinade, but what we don't have much of in this marinade is salt, so we definitely want to get a little bit of salt in there. And I'm going to provide you guys with a little rub recipe. It's got some salt in it, maybe a little bit of heat. You can cut back on that if you want by not adding as much of the red chili flakes. But I'm just going to dip into that seasoning here, hit our pork with it, and then we can begin to thread this onto the spit rod. So what we're trying to do is something like the Lebanese would do with their shawarma, but we're going to be doing this horizontally rather than vertically, because that's how these barbecue grill rotisseries work. Now luckily with this, we have these prongs at the end that we can actually, it helps us to thread the pork on here and stick it onto these prongs and kind of spread it out, and that way everything's a lot more even. All right, I've pretty well filled up the center of this spit rod with the slices of pork. I'm going to press this all together nice and tight, thread the other end of the pineapple on here, and then we'll put the prong on the other end, slide that into place to hold everything in nice and tight, and this is ready to go to the grill. The grill that we're cooking on today is a charcoal ceramic grill. It does have a rotisserie attachment, which we have in place, and we're running this direct, so the coals are right beneath the meat. And we're running at about 450 degrees. And what's gonna happen, I'm gonna slide this into place here. And what's going to happen is, this is going to drip onto the coals. Oh, perfect. And the outside, as this turns around, it's getting the heat from directly below and it's cooking the outside first. So we're gonna come back here in just a little bit. And as the outside starts to get charred and cooked through, we'll take a knife and slice off a layer and let it continue to cook.
Now, one thing we don't happen to have lying around our teaching kitchen is a vertical spit to cook our tacos al pastor on. So instead, we improvised with the Jotisserie attachment for our Kamado Joe grill. Though it is horizontal instead of vertical, it gives us that same constant movement to get those perfectly cooked bits on the outside that can be shaved down as the pork cooks.
Now, if you do not have a rotisserie attachment for your grill, you can improvise this dish with any number of vertical skewer devices. A simple plate with a metal skewer will allow you to stand the meat upright. To mimic how the dish cooks, make sure you have a nice hot fire on one side of your grill and rotate the spit 45 degrees every 15 minutes or so to crisp up the meat all the way around.
Now let's cut back to Chef Tom and finish up our tacos al pastor.
Well, it's been about 25 minutes and the outside is getting nice and crispy. I've just slid a little pan underneath here so I can start to shave off the outer layers of this. And as this cooks longer, this is going to cook a little bit more evenly because we can really even out the surface as we're taking this off with our knife. So I'm just slicing a little bit at a time and it falling into the pan right underneath it. These nice crispy bits. And this is essentially just like you would do shawarma. Well, we've shaved this pretty evenly now, and it should continue to cook and continue to brown on the outside. For now, I'm gonna take our hull, head inside, and put together some tacos. All right, back inside now, and the stuff that I've shaved off, the pork that I've shaved off, I've got on a cutting board here. Just gonna dice it up nice and fine, smaller bite pieces. Got a little bit of that pineapple in there as well. We're gonna add some more pineapple as we build these tacos. But you can probably even hear just over the microphone, listen to the crunch on that. That is just a nice crusty exterior. Super tender. All right, and then I've also got some finely minced red onion as well as some diced pineapple. And I'm just gonna use these items to build my tacos. I've got some little taco, street taco tortillas. Add our meat in there. A little bit of that red onion for some bite, some crunch. And a little bit more of the pineapple. You hit this with some cilantro. Beautiful, just looks fantastic on the plate. Incredibly tasty. And that is how we do rotisserie al pastor.
That does it for this episode. Let us know if you make this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as we cook up the classic Cuban sandwich.